USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a relatively smooth Thanksgiving at the nation's airports. Just a few dozen flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled today. More than 1,300 have been delayed. Delta Airlines has had 8% of its flights delayed so far today. President Biden is keeping close tabs on a pending rail strike, but he's staying on the sidelines.
I can't because it's the middle of negotiations.
That's what the president said on Thanksgiving during remarks to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. This as the Biden administration was bragging in September about a tentative deal that they helped broker between the railroads and unions over longtime disputes about pay and working conditions. Consumer sentiment is down this month compared to last month. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index came in at just under 57 in November's final reading. It was sitting at about 60 in October. The vast majority of those who participated in the survey said it's not the right time to buy a home. To that end, one top official said wealthier households are dealing with falling home values. As you prepare to sit down for that Thanksgiving meal, a new study is shedding some light on some of the more popular food dishes served on Thanksgiving.
It turns out the traditional Thanksgiving dishes may not be the favorites. Turkey is in shorter supply this year thanks to the avian flu, but that may be just fine, as a study finds nearly 30% of American adults don't like turkey anyway. The Vacationer, an online travel guide, surveyed Americans across the country. Cranberry sauce is number one on the dislike list, while turkey is number two. Green bean casserole is number three. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
10 people are dead after the most recent round of Russian missile strikes in Ukraine. That's according to Ukraine's general prosecutor. They noted 8 energy facilities suffered damage Wednesday. About 50 people were wounded. If you're like me, after your Thanksgiving meal, there's plenty of food left over to enjoy later. Marianne Gravel is with the USDA. I asked her if it's better to put away your leftovers hot or cold.
You can do it while it's still warm. It's going to cool down faster in the refrigerator than anywhere else. If you leave it on the counter to cool down, it's only going to cool to room temperature. It still needs to get down to 40 degrees. What's important is that if you have a large quantity of food, a big casserole, a pot of soup, a turkey, you want it to be in smaller, shallow containers or quantities so that it will cool down quickly. It's fine to put hot food in the refrigerator. Your refrigerator has a thermostat. If the temperature should warm up, it's going to cool it right back down. But they're going to cool down faster in the refrigerator than if. And the other thing is, people call us on our meat and poultry hotline every day who have left something out to cool and forgotten about it, and now it's not safe anymore. So putting it away promptly is the safest thing to do.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts, and safe travels as well, and a very happy Thanksgiving. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.